Good afternoon, church. As promised from time to time, that Paula and I would get together and do some devotions, which are these short 8 to 10 minute devotions that are really centered around the things that we are going through in our society right now, mainly the lockdown and the COVID-19 response by everybody. So I've been thinking about this idea, really, the scripture teaches us about fear. And, you know, for those of you who have been around the church a while, you know that there are two types of fears. There's the fear of God, which the Bible says is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. And that is a good thing. We should fear God, not like we're going to be punished, but to fear him is to honor and respect him. In the same manner, we are not to fear other things than God. And when we look at that word fear, it comes from the Greek word phobios, which is where we get phobias from, right? And so there are a lot of people right now that are fearful. You may not want to admit it, but your behavior during this coronavirus is more on the fear side than it is trusting in God and stepping out in faith. And I think that we have a media that feeds into it. I'm sure you would agree with me. It seemed like once this coronavirus started that all of these commercials were sort of preloaded, and this hashtag, we're all in this together, and, you know, stay home and save lives, and all these little taglines were pretty much developed. And it just seemed like what was thrust upon us by the media was, gee, if you go outside, not only are you going to die, but you're going to kill somebody. And I'm not saying that that we ought not to be careful during this time, but I want to offer you a balance. And I think the media has given you one viewpoint, and I think that there's another viewpoint that's in God's Word that we obviously need to consider both. Now, as a caveat, I will say that as a church, we are obligated to obey the laws of the land. And I'm the first one to say, as crazy as I think the lockdown orders are, I am going to obey them, and I have obeyed them. The scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, this is reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and sound mind." And, you know, I think all of us have been surrounded by fear, and it's something that from the get-go, we need to declare that God says, I'm not giving you that spirit. Now, again, there's a difference. The spirit of fear that he's talking about here is the phobia one, and yet God has given us the wisdom enough to have the fear of God, right? And so really, when we step out and start taking on worry and stress and fear, we're not fearing God, but we're fearing the circumstances. And that's, I think, where God has the biggest problem. So in being surrounded by fear of late, I'm sure all of you, it seems to be an epidemic, and the epidemic is not the virus, it's the fear that the virus causes. And, you know, I am not a fearful person by nature. I've always accepted the good as well as the bad in my life. My dad was a fearless man, and so I learned from a young age that, you know, it was sort of in my DNA not to be fearful. And when I became a believer, my Heavenly Father didn't allow it in his house either. And so I think that those two things in my life have made a huge impact. And that's not to say that I never feared, but I was taught not to fear. If you've been around me for any length of time, you've heard the baseball story that my dad, when I was a kid, my dad was my coach on my baseball team. Pretty much from the first league I was ever in. And when I started baseball, I had a fear because I had an older brother, 5 years older than me, and I got hit with a baseball, not from a pitch, but somebody, we were playing baseball out in the street, and somebody hit the ball, and I was talking to somebody, and I got hit, and it hurt. And I, you know, subsequent to that, I developed a fear of being hit with the baseball. And so that translated into when I finally started Little League, my dad noticed that every time I got to the plate, before the pitcher would even throw the ball, I was backing up in the plate. Yet in the batting cages, since I knew that there were going to be strikes thrown every time, I could hit the ball, no problem. So I realized that, you know, I had a problem. My dad, more importantly, realized that I had a problem. And so You know, I'm not saying my dad had the best idea, but it sure is funny. Looking back, I don't know, maybe 42 years later, we had this big backyard when I grew up in Hacienda Heights. We lived up in a hill, and most of the stuff up there was undeveloped, including our backyard when we bought our home. And so we were trying to grow grass or whatever, but it was just big, big space. And so my dad thought it would be a good idea to take the bucket of balls that we used for batting practice, and he said, okay, put a helmet on. So I put a helmet on, and my brother stood at one end, and he stood at the other end, and they threw baseballs as I tried to ditch them. And, you know, I would be able to move out of the way for one and get hit with another. And at the end of the exercise, again, I don't recommend this to parents right now. We'd probably be thrown in jail. But, you know, once I got hit the first time, second time, third time, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It certainly wasn't as bad as the first time I got hit, because I realized that you can hit a baseball faster than you can throw it. And so I got rid of the fear. And my dad knew that for me to have that fear would be a bad thing. So God's letter to me as his son records over 350 times the phrase, or close to the phrase, fear not. And most people think that you can count 366 times in the scripture. That's true in a sense. The concept is communicated 366 times, but the words fear not, there's different versions of that. But it's 366 times. And there's a commentator that said, look, it's, you know, there is a promise for every day of the year, including leap year, that we are not to fear. And that's how serious God takes it. So, my life as a kid was filled with risk. We lived up in the hills. There were rattlesnakes all over. There was wildlife. There was we rode motorcycles every day, and we had BMX bikes that we would ride and race. And then I started racing motocross. And you know, from a young age, I learned that I had to manage fear. I had to manage risk. I had to manage the things that were dangerous. And to this day, I do the same thing. I learned from a young age to manage all of that, whether it's baseball, football. I worked in a machine shop with my father. My brother and I used to get into fights, and you know, I understood the risk that I was taking being in this world. And my point is that we got to find a way to manage our fear. You know, if I look back at my life, you know, I lost my brother when I was 21 and he was 26 years old, just dropped dead of a cerebral hemorrhage in Diamond Bar. We were playing golf. And when I was 33, you know, I lost my mom and my dad. When I was 53, I lost my son, my oldest son. I've had cancer when I was 45, a couple of heart attacks, and, you know, I could go on with everything. And my point is that if we get in this bubble of living with fear, you're going to stay home and you're not going to live the abundant life God has called you to live. There is risk in everything you do. You know, my son died in a car crash. Does that mean that I don't jump in a car and drive? That's absurd, right? I've known people that have drowned. Does that mean I don't go in the ocean? No, I go in the ocean. Life is managing fear. And I just think that some of us during this time are going the wrong direction here, because, you know, the fear that you have of these circumstances is leading to depression. It's leading to anxiety. And you know, God knows the things that are bad for me. And God knows and has given me wisdom on the things that I need to manage, right? And when the gospel was spread, you know, the Apostle Paul had wisdom. Even though there were dangerous things, he was left for dead. He was shipwrecked. He was bitten by a snake. You name it. But he had to learn how to manage that fear. And I think that that's something that we just don't do well. So in consideration of that, we have this you know, the encouragement to walk in wisdom. And if we lack it, the Bible says, he gives to all abundantly. And I think we need to remember that. And this is, you know, the world we live in is we're going to have trouble, right? Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. CNN did not quote that, but Jesus did. And you would think that it's the media's job to convince us that, no, we're not going to have any trouble, that life needs to be perfect and people live forever and there is no, you know, you should be afraid of everything because something bad is going to happen. And that's not simply found in God's word at all. We need to learn to live with risk. That doesn't mean that we go out and do unwise things and act in a behavior that doesn't produce wisdom. It means that we have this balance of the problem. Jesus said, I don't want you to fear. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And another place he says, listen, take heart. I've overcome the world. In this world, you're going to have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome it. And my encouragement to you this afternoon is this. You can either look at your circumstances that you're in right now and be fearful. I'm going to get this disease. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to be broke and so on and so forth. Or you can figure out how to have a healthy fear of God and not your circumstances and live in the midst of the circumstances. Live in the midst of fear of, yes, I have a concern. I'm going to get this virus. However, God is faithful, and I can't stop living my life because of that. Every single one of you is appointed to die. It's an appointment that you're going to make. It's an appointment that you're not going to be late for. It is appointed, and God knows exactly how it's going to happen. Whether it's by the coronavirus or something else, it's going to happen. And so my encouragement to you this morning is, you know, shut your TV off. If that's what's driving the fear and listening to other people, and allow God to speak to your heart the promises that he has made to you. He says, I don't want you fearing. I didn't give you that spirit. It's not from me. Church, I pray that you go in his grace this afternoon, whatever you do, that you would live this life without that fear and having that healthy fear for God. And remember, he has shown you, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee, that you do justly, that you love mercy, and that you walk humbly with your God. Go do that now. God bless you.